What's up, y'all? It's Adrienne B. back at it again. It is the one and only Juneteenth weekend, and we are here at the Brown Mill Block Party, a part of the Juneteenth New Jersey events, y'all. Just finished an interview with Brown Mill and its CEO and partners, and that was an amazing conversation. So stay tuned for that footage. As you can see behind me, there are so many Black-owned melanated faces here, y'all. So we're excited to get into it. So stay tuned with what we have to offer, and happy Juneteenth, y'all. Adrienne B., back at it again. See y'all later. Juneteenth events all around New Jersey. This one, first day being Brown Mill's Block Party, y'all. And we have the CEO and the co-owner here, y'all. And we have Justice.
How you doing?
And we have Ty.
How you guys doing?
So thank y'all for joining me today, and thank you for having this event. Tell us a little bit about your business, why y'all started it, and what y'all look forward to this weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, we're Brown Mill Atelier, also known as Brown Mill Company and Brown Mill Clothing, located here at 49 Halsey Street, Newark, New Jersey. We specialize in lifestyle clothing. Started in 2009 when we were in middle school, high school, met each other then, and had a vision, kept growing since then, you know, on a short story. So
this brand has been going since high school?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Okay. What about you, Ty?
It's the same thing. This man inspired me with the vision of, you know, inspiring the youth and the community, bringing everybody together through fashion. And from there, I just came on board and been rocking ever since.
Mm-hmm. So as a Black-owned business, what does this weekend mean for y'all, and what do y'all look forward the most?
Oh, man, so many things. But I'll focus on one, and that's cooperative economics. You know, not to be, you know, surface level, but the money matters, you know. So making sure we spend Black dollars with Black businesses and circulate. Even if it's just this weekend, and if it gets spilled out into next week, that'll be great. But having intention and supporting each other financially and economically is going to be huge. Especially with the current climate of economics in America we're in. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to see that. And I know a lot of people on the same wavelength, and I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And Ty?
What was the question?
So what do you look forward to the most this weekend?
Seeing everybody have fun and enjoying themselves.
Okay.
I think people lost sight of that after COVID. I think it's important that we get back to that.
Okay. So out of all the merch that is offered throughout the shop, which one is your favorite? The hats, the shirts, tell everybody what y'all got.
I mean, honestly, my favorite is the new Juneteenth shirt that we did. Mm-hmm. We did a couple collaborations with our friends Showcase and Zay from Amanda. But by far, I think ours is my favorite. Taha designed it. And you can find it in our store if it doesn't sell out.
Okay. Okay, what about you?
I think it's funny. I think my favorite is probably this man's one of ones. It's very unique. You won't be able to find it anywhere else in the world. So I think it's a good mashup in between.
Okay. And you guys are multifaceted, right? I'm hearing, like, various different things that you do, right? You design. What else do y'all do?
Shoot, anything creation-wise, you know, if we can't do it, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. God has blessed us with the mentality of go-getter. So, you know, we're willing to do any and everything that relates to Brown Mill that can elevate us. So
okay.
We do everything in a short sense.
All right. What about you, sir?
That's the same thing. It's creating anything and anything that gets everything done.
All right. Well, y'all heard it first. Stay tuned to see the store and the block party and everything that this event has going on, y'all. It's Little Miss Jersey, Adrienne B. back at it again. We're going to see y'all later.